This is a DeveloperWorks podcast. I'm Scott Lanningham here with Nathan Harrington, IBM programmer and regular DeveloperWorks contributor. Nathan is the author of a DeveloperWorks highlighted article this week on creating time availability maps with Perl and Google Earth. Nathan, good to have you back on again.
Great. It's great to be back on.
Now, you're always doing cool stuff, and this sounds like another one for you. What exactly are you talking about here by time availability maps?
It's basically who's available where and when, a sort of visualization to help you identify when people you communicate with or people you want to reach are available, not just in time, but in their geographical location as well.
So talk about some of the practical uses. It already sounds practical, but what are some of the ways you envision people using this, or are they already using these things?
Well, if they followed the article, which was just published today, they'll be able to access their email headers and create a list of what sort of communication time they receive from which people and where. So if you know certain people are communicating with you from New York State, you can create a set of images that represent when the people from New York State are sending you emails and thus when they're available. This can be automatically spread to all of the emails and people you communicate with in your Google Mail account. Moreover than just mail, you can use it for instant messaging, for badge reader access times, for late books at the library. Whatever you can imagine that has time data, you can associate it with a geographical context and create a visualization.
Well, that's cool. So the reader will learn basically how to create one for some use in their business or personal life. Is it that thorough that it takes them through to where they should be able to do one at the end?
Oh, yeah. It's a complete end-to-end solution. The great part is that it uses Perl to simply extract some time information from your email headers is the example used, but then it compiles a list of KML, keyhole markup language for Google Earth, and the Google Earth visualization interface is what does all the heavy lifting and provides a lot of options for displaying the time, for creating animations, for expanding the time windows to allow you to browse your time availability maps and create a better idea of when your specific information and who is available. So you'll be able to see more easily when you can communicate with people on your team.
Very cool. Nathan, what else have you been working on? I mean, we've been out of touch for quite some time, and I know we've missed a number of neat things you've been doing. You want to mention some of that stuff?
Sure. Well, starting from reverse chronological order, the first was multi-touch gesture support on Linux laptops using the touchpad to enable gestures like three-finger swipe and pinch to decrease the font size on your web browsing window.
Wow.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. There's also integrating encryption with Google Calendar and Firefox extensions, not just encrypting the data channel, but encrypting your events as well. In addition to that, there was an article about beefing up the find command in Firefox. Teaches you some example methods you can use to find words where other words are not nearby, sort of like a grep functionality for Firefox.
Is this stuff all in the open source zone, right? Is that where they can find it?
I believe the integrating encryption in Google Calendar is in the web zone, but
okay.
The others are in the open source zone.
Open source zone and or web development zone, I guess, is where it would appear.
Yep, that's right.
Nathan Harrington, IBM programmer and author of this week's highlighted article, Create Time Availability Maps with Perl and Google Earth. Nathan, always good talking to you, man.
Thanks for having me on the program.
Find Nathan's article on IBM.com/DeveloperWorks, IBM's premier technical resource for software developers with tools, code, and education on IBM products and open standards technology. I'm Scott Lanningham. Talk to you next time.